Due to increased popularity, Inclusion Powell River is expanding Jerry Gray Place for seniors in mid-May. For the past year, the space on Alberni Street has been a hub of activity and social gatherings for those 65 years plus in the Coffett region. At first, a majority of women participated at the center, but now a good crowd of guys, around 12 to 15, come in Thursday mornings, said manager of senior services Stacy Gibson. They are having some really great conversations. Mainly used as a social place, with regular lunch gatherings and guest speakers, the expanded facility will allow for more room for exercise classes, games and meetings. During COVID-19, we realized just how many seniors in Coffett were isolated and didn't have anyone, said Gibson. My vision was always that, seniors, would make connections that go beyond this place, and I'm super excited that people are making those connections, to go to a movie on the weekend or to go for a walk with people they have met here. Jerry Gray Place currently offers chair yoga, dance classes and soon a drumming workshop. In the works is a plan to offer a men's exercise group, with snacks and coffee afterward. We are running out of space, and that's why they are expanding next door, said Gibson. We are maxed out at 35 seniors right now for our lunches. However, they have about 130 seniors who use the current space regularly. The center reaches out to those who may not know about Jerry Gray Place through word of mouth, social media, The Peak, or they might also be referred by a doctor. We invite them, seniors, to come for one lunch, and if they want to join us again they can, said Gibson. In other words, no pressure for those less inclined. Gibson thinks seniors in the community could be more active. Jerry Gray Place tried to form a walking group in the past, but she believes it's sometimes hard for seniors to step out of their comfort zone. Although that may be the case, Jerry Gray Place is waitlisting people right now. Recently, a female senior moved to the region from Mexico to be closer to her daughter, without knowing how to speak English. Volunteers suggested she could teach seniors Spanish, while they, along with program participants, could teach her English. That led to a regular afternoon language learning group. The seniors' space regularly invites guest speakers in to talk about issues facing that age population. For example, participant Helen Adams said she enjoyed a speaker who delved into the topic of how to manage living as a low-income senior. They are such a great group, said Gibson. We have a lot of ladies in their 90s and they are just amazing. They don't sweat the small stuff, they are just gung-ho to do whatever.